Let's continue, I guess, from where we were last time, which was last time we were discussing Kiddushei Chalipin, and we were trying to figure out, you know, why is it that, you know, Chalipin just doesn't work? The Gemara says, oh, you know, like the Minyana de Reisha, the Mute Chalipin. And it says, okay, well, why not? You know, why isn't Chalipin going to work? The Gemara says, oh, Isha B'Pachas M'Shavapruta Lo Mekanya, according to one Girsa, or Lo Mekanya Nafsha, according to the other Girsa. We're really trying to figure out, like, why is it that Chalipin is not going to work? And what came out was basically, you know, like a few, you know, few big, big options. On the one, you know, extreme, we'll start from the most, the most extreme. This was really actually says that you could, which we'll have to, you know, deal with in a minute. But he actually says, actually, you really could. And like, it's like a specific case. So he really thinks, yeah, in a Hanami, we really should have Chalipin work. And Chalipin really does. Okay, but the standard approach that we saw in the Ramban in Tosfos was Isha b'pachlos mishava pruta lo mekanya. Right? It's not subjective; it's, you know, objectively lo mekanya. It doesn't work for kiddushin, and why? So the Ramban and Tosfos basically both say our havamina is that chalipin was similar enough or part enough of kesef or in kinyan kesef to be included in the lima that kicha means kiddushei kesef. So assume if kesef is included, chalipin is just a subcategory of kesef. Kamash malan, chalipin works with pachas mishava pruta. Pachas mishava pruta is not kesef, and therefore you see that chalipin is not just another form of kinyan kesef. It's something somewhat different, and then mela, it's just not included. Okay, so in terms of understanding why chalipin is not going to work, that actually, you know, it works very nicely. Right? Our havamina is that chalipin is just kesef, kamash malan, it's not kesef. What it doesn't do for us, right, is then, okay, so chalipin doesn't work, right? Why doesn't chalipin work? Oh, it's just not kesef. Okay, well, why does kesef work, right? Now, on a very basic level, answers, because, I mean, the Torah said, kicha kicha miste afron, and tells us how we know, right? It's a fact, it's an axiom. So once that fact is, you know, is factually true, we still want to understand, though, why is it, right? What's that tell us about the mechanics of kiddushin? So we figured out the chalipin is not included, but then, you know, why is kesef, right? Are they totally radically different? It doesn't sound like it necessarily needs to be, right? I think one thing that it does point towards is very much, right, they're both the Ramban and Tosfos, you know, really drove home the disconnect between kinyanim of Mamon and Kiddushin, right? There really is no common, you know, common denominator almost between them. And the very fact that Chalipin is not copy-paste, you know, identical to Kesef just means that it's just not relevant to Kiddushin. I, in Dine Mamon's world, they're very similar. Yeah, but that's not good enough. That's not really relevant to us when we're talking about Kiddushin. Okay, so it does drive home this disconnect between Kiddushin and Dine Mamonos and Kinyane Mamonos. What it still then sharpens for us is, well, why then Dafka Kiddushe Kesef, right? Why is, let's say, Kinyan Kesef, you know, something that is like a paradigm or, you know, is a model, which is then, oh, Kiddushe Kesef, Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron, and not Chalipin. Right? Something about Kesef has to be you know, really distinct and unique that matter to us. Okay, that was number one. Number two, or option number two, is not that, you know, they're, oh, it's just not included, but there's something wrong with chalipin, right? Which we'll get into all those options. You know, and option number three was, when we said isha b'pachas m'shava prut lo mekanya nafsha, we literally meant that in the subjective sense. Right, lo mekanya nafsha. She's not going to agree, and even if she does, says the Tosfos Rosh, batla daita itzukal adam. Right, she's, you know, she's not in her right sound and proper mind, and it basically just doesn't count. Right, so even though she said yes, it's still, you know, we basically treat it as not, you know, not a real yes, or it's a fake yes, I guess, because she said yes, but even if she meant it, it doesn't count. Because batla gaita it's a kaladam. Actually, it's just, you know, either that means like it shows that she's not in her right mind, Or it just means that it's not like legally possible for someone to say yes. You know, like a reasonable person would never do it, and therefore, you know, cannot reasonably be accepted as extant. But it's a practical problem, right? The difference, right? The Yish Pekam B'Chalipin argument says there is something wrong with Kiddushe Chalipin. It's not simply that she won't subjectively agree to it, right? Or, right, universally, there's this Bakla Deitze Itzel Kol Adam. But really, fundamentally, there's something wrong. What is that? So we saw really three options, or we thought we saw three options. Right? Again, it's not so explicit in any of them, but they all formulated it differently. The Rajba basically said there's a pagam in the Totsa. Right? You did a good Maisa Kinyan. All you need for Kiddushin, says the Rajba, is essentially like a Maisa Kinyan. Right? The Chalos, though, is Chalos Ishos. And if the Maisa is a Maisa Kinyan, but the Chalos is a Chalos Ishos, so when you do Kiddushin Chalipin, the Maisa is a good Maisa Kiddushin. The problem is that you can't trigger the Chalos Ishas, because why? It's Kinyan Pchusa and Gnaihula and Lo Chashuvala. You know what that implies is that even though the Maisa Kinyan was fine, the Maisa Kinyan is really a way of creating or necessitates the creation of, I guess, a feeling of, right, Chashuvala and Mechubedesla, of, you know, be feeling valued and cherished. I guess is kind of what the Rajba seems to be going for, that if the Kinyan doesn't evoke that feeling, you know, I'm not so sure if it's totally like, oh, like you really, like you feel it, or it expresses that, you know, and you, she feels that it's expressing that, then even though the Maisa Kinyan was fine, that's not sufficient, because we're using this Maisa Kinyan, right, to show something or to do something. We're trying to create Ishas, and the way to create Ishas is, let's say, to evoke the Chashuvala Mechubedesla, right? So if it doesn't create that result, it doesn't matter that the Maisa Kinyan was good enough. Okay, so now we also understand Kesef, right? Kesef is also supposed to evoke this response, right? And then it does, but only if, right, it's a Kinyan Chashuv and a Kinyan Mechubed. So Shtar works because it's Mechubed, and the Kesef works because it's Mechubad, but Chalipin is not, okay? Chalipin is, you know, I don't know, it's barter, it's, you know, it's just like trading, it's like, you know, purely symbolic, and because it's, you know, Pachas Mishava Pruta, then it just doesn't hit that note. Okay, so then again, it's, you know, it's not just, oh, practically, not, she's not going to accept it. Objectively, you know, Lamaisa, she accepted it, but it doesn't evoke the appropriate response. Okay. Rashi made it much more objective. There's a chisaron in the Maisa Kiddushin. It's not just that it's not going to evoke the appropriate response, it's that you're not saying the right thing. Right? It's almost like when you say, you know, when you say something, but with the wrong tone of voice, so, right, so it doesn't evoke the appropriate response, right? Or you say it in the wrong context, so it's, you know, you don't say it in the right way. So it, you know, doesn't evoke the right response, but you could also just say the wrong thing, right? So for Rashi, it's like the Maisa Kiddushin itself is just wrong, right? It's Ginaihula Vilachain, right? It's Bato Mitoras Kiddushin. Toras Kiddushin, right, can't be Ginaihula. It's definitional to the Maisa Kiddushin. For the Rajba, the Maisa is a Maisa Kinyan, so it's a good Chalipin is a good Maisa Kinyan. It's just not going to create Kiddushin because Ginaihula. For Rashi, it can't even be a Maisa Kiddushin if it's Gnaihula, right? So it's the common denominator here is that, right, for both of them, Gnaihula is fundamentally opposed to Ishas, right? Part of what you're trying to do by Kiddushin Kesef is create Mechubedesla and Chashuvala, right? But for the Rashba, it's about evoking that response. For Rashi, that's what you're trying to say. Right, for the Rajba, it's a necessary component, you know, and it's a necessary result. For Rashi, that's gufo what you're trying to do when you give the Kesef Kiddushin. Right, you're trying to say, oh, you know, I guess chashuvili mechubedesli or something along those lines, and therefore, if it's gnaihula, so it's batal mitoras kiddushin, not because it doesn't create the same right result, but because you're saying the wrong words, right? You're saying the wrong thing. You're not doing the right action. Right? So it's not a chisaron in the Kinyan, right? It's simply, it's just not a Maisa Kiddushin at all. Right? It's just like a step further. Now, the Ran The Iran kind of took a different track with this, which I think was also fascinating. The Iran basically said, Anan Sadi, right, that no woman would accept this because it's not Mechubad. And therefore, it's basically not relevant to, you know, like when the Torah said Kicha, it couldn't have been referring to this because it just practically would never make sense. And therefore, it's obviously not what's being referred to by Kicha. But the way the Ran formulated it, we kind of thought that he was saying that like the Torah almost took things that are natural like ways to start marriage, right? Like Kiddush Kesef, right? It's gift giving. You give a gift, or you write out like a a prenup, or you write it out, things like that, or right, Kiddush Bia. These are like ways to start a relationship, natural ways to start a relationship, right? Giving gifts or writing out like a shtar on the issue. So if that's true, and we're taking these natural precursors to marriage, or natural, beginning points to a relationship, and then formalizing them into kiddushin, right? Kodem Matan Torah, Paga Yishu B'Shok. Now there has to be a precursor stage where you create kiddushin. So that extra stage, right, has to be something that's, like natural to the beginning of a relationship. So giving a gift, right, Kiddush Kesef, essentially, says Zoran, yeah, that makes sense. That could be what the Torah is talking about when it says Kicha. But it can't be Chalipin, because Chalipin is not giving a gift. Like Chalipin is Gnai Hula. It could be Pachas B'Shavar Pruta. It's pure symbolic. And generally it goes back. Right, it's just hitting the totally wrong notes. But what the Ran's emphasizing is basically like the Torah took things that are like naturally precursors to Ishus and formalize them. But it couldn't be talking about Chalipin because Chalipin just doesn't make sense in this context. But it's almost like a historical point, right, or a psychological point. Right? That's not how people would act. And the Torah is taking things that like people would do, right, and then saying, oh, like you have to do that. Okay, now it's the common denominator between all these is basically saying that part of Kiddushin, part of the beginning of Ishus, of Kiddushin Kesef, is there's something, Mechubedes, or Chashuvalo, or the Ran's, like giving gifts, or something like a natural beginning of a relationship, right, which is not present in Chalipin, even though Kenyan-wise, right, it's almost the same thing, right? So what we're seeing is that when you shift over to like Kiddush Kesef, saying, oh, what is Kiddush Kesef? Right? Kiddush Kesef is, right, instead of the negative of these things, the positive of these things, right? So either it's like a giving a gift, like that creates that, at the beginning of a relationship, or it's a statement of, right, chashuvali, mechubedesli, v'chulei. And obviously also the formal, like there's a formal beginning of some sort of interaction, of relationship here, which is obviously very, very important, right? The formality of it, that it creates this serious ish. But all those, what we're seeing from the fact that Chalipin doesn't hit that note, even though on Kenyan level, it's basically the same. Right? Over here, right, the Ramban and Tosos are basically saying, oh, it's not Kesef, so it doesn't work, right? Because the Torah only said Kesef. Over here, we're saying, oh, it Kenyan-wise, it's the same, but, right, even though it's the same Kenyan-wise, right, like Ishus wise, it doesn't do it the job. Get that? Meaning here, the Ramban and the Tosas are just saying, oh, just not Kinyan Kesef. And the Torah only said Kinyan Kesef. So then that leads us to the question of, okay, well, why? Why did the Torah say Dafka Kesef and not Chalipin? But, our answer, why not Chalipin? Chalipin just not on the list. Right? But here we're saying, oh, Chalipin Kinyan wise is basically the same as Kesef, or it's similar enough that we should have included it. Right, but Ishus-wise, it doesn't work. Right? What's driving our Chakira, or the rejection of Chalipin, is a chisaron of the application of Chalipin to Ishus. And what that basically says, that what the Kinyan here is doing by Ishus, right, or the Maisa Kinyan, or the, right, is not what's going on by Mammon, but it's seems to be something about like creating a certain standard of relationship or interaction between them, right, in different gradations according to the Rajva, Rashi, and Ran. Okay. Now, the coming from that, I think we can like jump over a little bit to the Tosus Rid, where the Tosus basically says, like, oh well, normal chalipin would be fine. The problem with chalipin is only when you like just create his chayibus. Right? So the Rid is saying, oh yeah, well, if the kinyan of chalipin is the same as kesef, basically, or just as good, so it should work. It only doesn't work when you use chalipin. One of the usages of chalipin is as a kinyan on metaltolin, but also as a way of being mechayev to something, even without actually having done it yet. Okay, so let's say you make a business deal. So often, like kinyan chalipin is like a way of saying, like, oh, I'm committing to this, even though, and I can't back out, even though we haven't yet done whatever it is. Okay, that's like a common usage of being osa kinyan. Okay, so Joseph says that you can't do by kiddushin, but like a real chalipin would work. Because end of the day, you give over, it's like basically kesef. Okay, so also the Tosfos Rid question is like, you know, why not? You know, why, like, where would he get that havamina? Why would anyone have a havamina that would work? Like, why would he think that kiddushei kesef should work just by like, I'm a mitchayev to like be mekadesh you later? Why would that create kiddushin? Right, this is a very bizarre havamina. Just to answer his ex, answer, yes, absolutely, right? Because my name knew, right? First of all, you give an engagement ring, right, before you get actually, you know, married and engaged, right? Which is exactly like the, you know, kiddushin that you do. Obviously, you just have to be careful not to say Lashon Kiddushin. But yeah, right, you give a matana, you give an engagement ring before you get engaged and before you get married, and you sign a halachic prenup or the tenayim v'chulei, right, are all, you know, sort of natural like precursors to getting married, which even though like for non-halachic reasons, we definitely, engagement rings are definitely not for halachic reasons, right? They might be halachically problematic. The tenayim also is not for halachic reasons. It also causes halachic issues. The prenup is definitely for halachic reasons and everyone should do one. But, right, but you see these are like natural parts of like natural precursors to marriage. Okay. So what's up with the Tosfos Rid? Like, why would just the commitment to later be Mekadesh create Kiddushin? Why would we have such a Havamina? Just want that to be like percolating in the back of your minds, unless anyone has like a very solid suggestion that they want to share.
Well, assumingly, don't we believe you with what you're going to say?
Yeah, but you haven't done
it. If you say I'm going to do X, assumingly we should believe you that would. If you're proclaiming to the whole world, you know, I love this girl, she's gonna be my wife, she's so amazing, I love her so much, like, like, why would we not believe you? Like, yes, there could be extenuating circumstances, like you get hit on by a bus, you know, immediately afterwards, but we have to assume, considering the normal, you know, set of events, that you would stick to your commitment.
Okay, but why, just because you'll stick to your commitment in the future, why would we have a Havamina that would make you marry now?
That practically, because you're going to stick to your commitment, that solidifies it perhaps pre-facto? I don't know.
Okay, yeah, sort of. Yeah, right? I think you're in the right direction, right? Meaning, when it comes to Dini Mamonos, let's say, so potentially at some point you can have this, you know, Gemiras Das, which is like, if you're absolutely like committed to something, then it perhaps could create the halachic result even without having done the necessary actions. Right? Let's say maybe you could have a kinyan of Gemiras Das. If you commit to like transferring ownership with like, you know, with sufficient commitment and with sufficient like, you know, enforcement possibilities, then maybe like, you know, ownership transfers. Potentially that's what's going on by Kudshin. You say amiraso le gavoha kimisi raso le hedya. When you say something is hektish, it transfers ownership to hektish, just as if you had handed it over and done mashicha with a hedya, the regular person. Potentially, what's going on there is, right, is that, oh, you know, once you say you're giving it to hektish, so you've committed, and once you've committed, so it creates a result even without having actually, you know, done the actions. Yeah, Tila.
I don't know. The first one that came to mind when you spoke about that was the Gemara that we did with Levi, maybe in Bava Metzia, the idea that just the commitment itself is an exchange.
Exactly, right?
Right.
Exactly. And what Kenyan was that talking about?
I think it's called Kenyan Sudar.
Exactly. Very good. Right? Yeah. It was talking about Kenyan Sudar. So,
so I know we don't follow Alaha, but you asked about Ahava Amina. So that was the first thing that popped into my mind.
Very good. Right. So exactly. Meaning if we can do that by Kenyanim, so maybe, right, basically the Tosis way of saying, like, maybe that level of commitment is going to work by Kiddushin as well. Now, again, when it comes to transferring ownership, like ownership in itself is somewhat of a, like a social construct, right? What makes you own something? In a large part, it's the fact that the rest of society respects your ownership rights, right? If society respects your exclusive ownership of something, your exclusive right to own, to do, use something, you know, that's basically what ownership is, right? So, so the fact that you've committed and like, you know, you've declared it, might be good enough to transfer ownership because, right, as long as we all agree that you own it, then you own it. And if we all agree that you don't own it, then even if you have really owned it, maybe you don't own it anymore, right? Or let's say if you legally own it, but you can't practically, you know, exert any control over it, right? Maybe that's enough to also change your ownership, right? So, but why would we maybe, why would we have a Havamina that works also by Kiddushin?
Because it's not so straightforward to what extent this is like fully a Kenyan and not just a commitment.
Oh, exactly. Right. When we talk about Kiddushin, right, we're kind of torn between two different things. And then it like gets us a little bit back to that Tosos and Daf Bet. And Bet was like, oh, you're Mikudeshes and Miuchedes, Rakli. But that wouldn't work, you know, by Metaltalin, for example. Like you wouldn't be able to say like, oh, you know, this this thing is like, you know, Mekudesh Miuchad Rakli, like that, that's not a meaningful statement. So if that's not a meaningful statement, then like why is, you know, Hare At Mekudesh Esli? Like why is Kiddushin gonna work just because you said so, right? On the other hand, like, oh, so the answer is, right, if the ultimate purpose of Kiddushin is like the commitment, Mekudesh Miuchedes Rakli, you still need some, you know, the formal like Kenyan, you know, or the formal Maisa Kenyan of Kenyanishos, right? Tosos thinks it's Kenyanishos, not Kenyan in the world of Choshemish, but of Mammon. But you still need that Kenyan in order to give it like a solid, you know, formal basis and like a clear starting point, right? And an enforceable starting point. There needs to be some sort of Maisa that's going beforehand, right? But the ultimate purpose is the commitment, right? Mekudeshes u'miuchedes rak li. Just stop saying that isn't, you know, isn't good enough. So the Tosos Rid, I think, is saying, well, if Chalipin, right, is about creating his chaivos, so we'd have a Havamina that even if you just commit to getting married, that in and of itself makes you married because you've committed to each other, right? That obviously the rejection is, you know, or at least our rejection would be what, right? You know, you can't just say it, right? There needs to be part of the Chiddush of Kiddushin is that there needs to be a real, you know, objective, you know, traceable and enforceable, you know, Maisa Kiddushin that says like, oh, now she's Eishes Ish. Now they're, you know, Miuchedes and Miuchedes to each other, right? Now, what's also a little bit interesting is that Tosus Rid, at least with the way the, he's reading the Gemara's answer is, you know, Isha Pachas B'Shavar Pruta, Lo Mekanya Nafsha. The Chisaron is that what? You know, it's like, oh, but Pachavishar Prutalam Kani Nafsha. So actually, if you look at back of the Tosos Rid, how does he explain that? Taima de Milsa, Kiva de Chalipin Isnu Bepachavishar Pruta, Lo Makani Nafsha Leskadish Lo, Shlo Tucha Lachzerbo Bepachavishar Pruta. So she won't commit to not being able to, you know, to no backsies Bepachavishar Pruta. It's not a serious enough commitment, since you could have done it with like, you know, Pachas M'Shavar Pruta. I would have said what? And what kind of he says earlier, B'chi haigavna vada ina mikudeshes, kivan shalo nisratis leskadish lo ela bimana umana inkan. Right? He's committed to be mikadish in the future and that just hasn't happened yet. Right? He said, oh, I'm going to give you $100. You know, I'm going to give you like $100 wedding ring, $1,000, $1 million wedding ring. Right? But I don't have that. I don't have it yet. I have to go pick it up from the jeweler. You know, let's do a Kenyan Sudar that like we both are committing, you know, memorandum of understanding that we're going to get married, right? You know, but when he says, oh, but it doesn't work by, you know, by, it works by Sadeh, but it won't work by Kiddushin because, you know, Loma Kanya Nasha, Liskadish, Loshal, Tuchal, Lachsub, Pachnish, Avapruta. And he says, oh, yeah, because at the end of the day, like, you know, she's not really going to commit that way. Right, so again, and this is like a little bit extreme, but the Tosas Ridge says, oh, but all that matters is the commitment. You don't even need the formal, right? A formal, like, enforceable action. You just need it to be like a serious enough commitment that, like, it'll just be chal. It's like, oh, they committed, done. They're married, right? Just like we would say by kinyanim of metaltalin, not because it's like metaltalin, but because it's about commitment. So if you create a high enough level of commitment, that's ishas, right? And the Tosas Ridge rejection is not like what, you know, what we've seen by most other Rishonim in general, in terms of like the overall view, which is like you need like a clear, you know, you need a clear Maisa Kiddushin, a clear Maisa which starts the Ishas, which is enforceable. He's like, oh, but it's not actually a real commitment here, because like since you could do it Pachs Meshava Pruta, you know, it's just like, it's like sketchy, you know? It's like when you, when you shake hands with somebody, but he refuses to make eye contact or something, you know? Or like they make sure that like, you know, like, oh, just like, I want to make sure like there are no cameras. You know, like if you're committing, like why are there no cameras? Right? So it's like the Tosas Ridge just says, oh yeah, really commitment creates ishas, right? But lo mekani nafshel eskadish lo shelo tuch halasu bo bepachas mishava pruta. Given the pachas listen who mishava pruta. Now me listen who she exir shava le mechsa at she itin la asamane, right? But since you could do a pachas mishava pruta, right? So, you know, if you're being, yeah, I'm really, really committed. Here's like here's a penny, you know, or like here's the handkerchief. Like, you know, I'll give you, it's almost like if Yehuda and Yehuda and Tamar, right? So like to prove that he's committed to really giving her like this gedi, he gives her like his staff and his cloak, right? So, and his signet ring. So if instead he was like, oh, here's my handkerchief, right? You would be very compelled to believe that he's like really, really committed to like, you know, coming back, right? Like, oh, I have a handkerchief, like, you know, I'm committed, right? But the Tosas Ridge just says the chisaron and the commitment. It's not a chisaron because there's no formal ma'aseh ishus and no ma'aseh kinyan, right? So I think that's just fascinating, right? And again, what we're seeing, like mechala lava tashumehain, right? From the reasons why chalip is not working, we're seeing a lot about what's going on with kiddushei kasef, right? Except according to say the Ramban and Tosfos, who are just saying, oh, you know, just chalip is not kasef, so it's just not mechala. Right? So Ramban and Tosfos have to explain what positively is going on by kasef, but from Rashi, Ran, Rajba, you know, even the Tosas Rid is basically saying, oh, Kiddushin is just about commitment. And Chalip is a great way to create commitment. And why doesn't it work? Because, you know, Papalos Mishav Pruta doesn't really create commitment. Or at least not the high enough level of commitment to get married, right? It's one thing to sell something, you know, for a level of commitment of like, you know, a formal level of commitment that's even Papalos Mishav Pruta. That's another to like, you know, commit you the rest of your life to get married, right? So the level of commitment is a lot higher, and just Kenyan Siddur is just not going to cut it, says the Tosas Ridge. But what you're doing with Kiddushin is commitment, right? Fine. Okay, so now let's continue. So how can we test this? How can we figure out exactly what is going on by Kiddushei Kesef, which makes it into good, you know, something that works for Kiddushin. Okay? So our test case is going to be Matano Manas L'Hachzir. Okay, why? What's Matano Manas L'Hachzir? So in a certain sense, it's like Chalipin, right? Because you give her the Kiddushin, you say, Harei Mekudash Asli B'Tabazu, you know, Kedash Moshe B'Yisrael, Amanas, that you give it back to me, you know, right afterwards. Right? Why? Oh, you know, it's a family heirloom, and you know, my mother doesn't think that we're gonna last more than 2 years. So she thinks, she doesn't want to give up grandma's ring. So like, but like she also, you know, would refuse to pay for the wedding if we didn't get married with grandma's ring, because like every, you know, this is like it'd be like a shanda if we didn't get married with the family heirloom, but she doesn't believe that like this marriage is gonna last, so she wants it back. Okay, so okay. Why? So on the one hand, you're giving it to her, but you're taking it right back. On the other hand, in general, we treat that as a real matana, right? That's why by an esrog, we say, oh, on sukkahs, you can give someone else your esrog as a matana manas l'achzir. Okay? Yeah, Tila, you were going to ask a question.
Yeah, my question was more on the toast vote writ, so I don't necessarily want to block progress.
You can ask.
Okay, so I'm just curious about Canyon in general. I don't really understand why, like, the Heat Haivu doesn't count as an official Maasai Kinyan.
So normally an official Maasai Kinyan is where you do an action which in and of itself, right, is symbolic of the transfer of ownership. Or it actually embodies the transfer of ownership. So for example, if I do Mashiach, I'm not just transferring it because symbolically I'm showing that I'm giving you ownership, right? You now actually have control of it, right? By Metaltalin, possession is 9/10 of the law. And when it comes to Kinyanim, by Kinyan Mashiach, possession or Hagbah, right? Possession is 100% of the law, right? If I'm giving you, a movable possession and I give it to you in your hands and you pick it up, so, there's no greater act of ownership and expression of your new ownership than the fact that you're holding it and you move it around and it's inside in your hand and in your control and in your possession, because you now literally possess it.
Right, but putting aside Kiddushin for a second, that kind
of... So you just, I just got a lag on you. I'm not sure if it's me or you. I just heard putting aside Kiddushin and that's...
Oh, no.
So I have Kiddushin on the side. But
oh, sorry. Do you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now? Okay. So putting aside Kiddushin, does this kind of Kinyan work elsewhere?
Yeah. So what's fascinating is that Kinyan Sudar is like the universal Kinyan. It like works. It's one of the only Kinyanim that works for everything.
I just don't understand why there's a Kinyan there but not here.
So what? You mean why it does work everywhere else?
No, the fact that it does work everywhere else to me says that it does count as a Maasai Kinyan. So why are we saying here that there is no Maasai Kinyan?
One second. No, not necessarily. Okay, so that's something we're going to get into. I was planning on getting into it this year, but it might actually end up being next year when we deal with, what is Kinyan Chalipin? Because you're asking a great question. You're asking a really, really good question, which is, if Chalipin works for everything, right, and we're trying to say that Chalipin doesn't have a formal Maasai Kinyan, which also kind of seems that way, so what is it? Why does it work? Why is it so effective if it doesn't have a clear Maasai Kinyan? Right.
Okay. So we can get Okay. Also, just one more general question. Mitzvahs wise, if you are doing chalipin, is there the kind of chalipin where you use it to mark the fact that you're going to pay them later? Is there any change in status of the ownership once it's paid, or it's like the same amount of ownership from the chalipin until the end?
Shouldn't matter.
Shouldn't matter. Okay. Yeah. I'm just curious about that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So what about Matano Manas Lahachzir, right? Because, when it comes down to Matano Lahachzir in many ways is very similar. On the other hand, it's still Kinyan Kesef, right? Still Kiddush Kesef. So Amar Rabba, Hilach Mana Manas Tachzirehu Li, Bimecher Lo Karna, Biisha Enu Mekudeshes, Bipidin Rabben, Ein Beno Padui. So Rava, is Havamina, is that a Matana Manas Lahachzir is not a good Matana. The other person is not really Kona. However, when it comes to Truma, since by Truma, your Chiyuv is not to do a Kinyan on it, your Chiyuv is to do Nisina. So you are Yotze, but it, looks bad. And therefore you can't do it. Okay, but it would work only by Truma because the mitzvah is Nisina and not Kinyan. My kasava Rava, I kasava Matana Manas Lahachzir Shma Matana Afilu Kulei Na'ami. Wait a second. If Rava thinks that it's a good Matana, so it's a good Matana, right? I kasava Lo Shma Matana Afilu Truma Na'ami Lo. Wait a second. If it's not a good Matana and you haven't actually transferred ownership, then Truma, you also need to actually give it to him. It doesn't just mean you have to hand it to him. It means you actually have to give it to him and he has to be the owner, right? The Od HaRava Hu Amar Matana Manas Lahachzir Shma Matana, and Rava says that a Matana Manas Lahachzir is really a Matana. The Amar Rava Hilach Esrog Zel Manasha Tachzir Rehuli. I hope you all did this on Sukkot, right? You give your Esrog to somebody else. Not Lo Vechziro Yata Im Lav Lo Yata. Right? you can give your esrog to somebody else. I'm going to ask that they return it. And they're yotze, even though you have to own your esrog when you do mitzvah lulav. Ela amar Rav Ashi bekul hu kani lebar mi isha lepisha ein isha niknes bechalipin. So actually, says Rav Ashi, it works. Matana manas lachs is a perfectly acceptable matana, right? Except when it comes to kiddushay isha, because ein isha niknes bechalipin. Because since chalipin doesn't work, matana manas lachs here also doesn't work. We actually, you know, mamish, that's what we learned, b'shem Rava. So, you know, your surmises were correct, and that's really what Rava says. Okay. Says Rashi, El Amar Rashi, V'adei b'kulhu Amar Rava dekon el bar mi'isha, V'hai l'chalipin dami, kikinyan b'sudar, why de'eino ela ochiz bo machziro, why? Because what do you do by a kinyan sudar? You take the handkerchief, your kona, and then you give it back, right? So since it's like purely symbolic, and you take it and you give it back, and here also you're taking it and then you give it back. Okay? So basically, since Rashi, it's the same as Chalipin. Right? Okay, but then what do you mean? Now, how can we explain this Rashi? So there's just a point about Matana Manas L'Hachzir. What is a Matana Manas L'Hachzir? Right? You give a gift. There's an external Tanai that says, if you don't give it back, then I never gave it to you in the first place. So you have a chalos, the matana, and there's a tanai, that's al manas l'achzir. You give it, and al manas l'achzir, and then you give it back. So then the matana was a real matana, and if not, then you never meant to give it as a matana in the first place. Now, the way we treat tanaim in general is that they're external to whatever halachic chalos that they're being effected upon. Meaning, the matana is a regular matana, right? And the tanai simply affects whether or not the matana as a halachic entity was chal or not, whether it went into effect. Okay? So it's sort of like it's like a valve that decides, you know, yes, no, did halachic chalos A, you know, go into effect? But the halachic chalos itself, right, is just the normal, regular, run-of-the-mill version. Okay? And why is that so important? Because here what we're saying is that it's a regular kinyan, it's a regular matana, your kone, but, right, but, you know, there's an external, like, valve that decides whether or not it happens based on whether or not you gave it back. But it's external to the actual matana. The matana is a regular matana. So therefore what? When it comes to all of these dinim, except for kiddushei isha, it's a good kinyan, your kone, right? Monetarily, you own it entirely. It's a regular matana. There are strings attached, right? But those strings are external to the actual gift. So for esrog, even though esrog needs to be yours, it's yours. And by truma, the kohen was kone, right? Pidyon ben, it worked, right? In all of these, it's effective. But if it's a good matana, why doesn't it work by kiddushin? The answer is, oh, l'fisha in isha nicknames bechalipin. What's the problem? This isn't chalipin, this is kesef, right? It's kesef al manas l'achzir, but it's still kesef. So how could we explain this? If the defining factor, what were our two options within, like, the relationship between chalipin and kesef?
That it's like either somehow part of kesef or it's fundamentally different.
Yeah, exactly. And in terms of like its problem for kiddushin.
Oh, whether kiddushin has to be done specifically with kesef or without.
Right. Is the problem with chalipin that it's not kesef, right? Or that there's some sort of internal, there's some sort of chisaron pegam in chalipin, right? So, if I told you, right, that matana manas l'hachzir doesn't work because isha in a nikneis b'chalipin, if you think the problem is that chalipin is not kesef, right, does this make sense or not make sense?
Makes sense perfectly. not cast right. Habit, something else that right. doesn't do Kinushin.
But it's, I mean, it's Matama Manas Lassie, it's Kaseth.
Oh, you're saying it is Kaseth, okay.
Right? I mean, the whole Vort is what we're saying. Matana Manas Lahasi is a Kinyan Kaseth, right? With strings attached. But those strings are external. It's a regular Kinyan Kaseth. So if the whole problem of Chalipin was that it's not Kinyan Kaseth, then how could, right? Then we have a problem here. Yeah, Tihila.
The issue seems to be more with like the mechanics or the action, because the only similarity between Matana Manasir and Chalipin is the idea of, you know, taking it and giving it back, so that it seems to be more of a gun with Khalifa than concern about Kesef or not.
Exactly, right? If you say that the problem is a concern about, there's a pagam in Khalipin, there's something about what happens when you do Kinyan Khalipin that undermines, you know, its validity as Kiddushin, then you could say, well, right, there's something very similar going on. If the problem is, with Khalipin is that it's just not Kesef, and Kiddushay Kesef is Kiddushay Kesef. It only is, the Torah only told us that there's something called Kiddushay Kesef, right? So then what we're talking about is what? Is that, you know, Einish HaNiknes B'Chalipin is true, but totally irrelevant to when we're talking about Kiddushay Kesef Amanas L'Hachsi, right? Because we're saying, oh, Chalipin is not Kesef. Great, but we're not talking about Chalipin, we're talking about Kesef with a Tanai, but it's still Kesef, right? So the parallel is, it just doesn't make sense. If we're like Tila saying, oh, but according to Rashi, Ramban, Rajba, what was the problem? Wasn't that there's some sort of problem with the fact that it's not Kesef, right? The problem is that there's a pigam in Chalipin. There's something wrong with Chalipin that undermines its ability to be part of Kiddushin, right? That passels it to be from being part of Kiddushin. So then I can say, Inisha Niknes B'Chalipin, and that same pigam is present here. Everyone get that? Right now, okay, so for Tosos and the Ramban, we have a problem because, right, it doesn't seem to fit. According to, let's say, the Rashi, the Rajba, and the Ran, we would now need to come and say, okay, well, what, how does that apply? Right, how does the problem that we pointed out by, you know, by Chalipin, apply to Matana Manas Lahachsi?
Is it so pashut that Matana Manas Lahachsi is a Kinyan Kesef? Like, can you make the argument that it's not?
No, I think it's clearly Matana is like a general, you know, Kinyan Kesef. By Kiddushin, we're clearly referring to you give her the money as a Matana Manas Lahachsi, meaning Harim Kadesh Leib Tavasu, this ring is yours, okay now, but I want it back afterwards. So we're clearly referring to like a Kinyan Kesef. But you're right to be bothered, like, you know, it just doesn't, what about the, you know, what's, it's not Chalipin, right? So why are we saying that, like, oh, but Chalipin doesn't work? Because I think what we can do is what? According to Rashi, what did we say about Rashi before? We said that when it came to Chalipin, you know, Rashi said the problem is that Chalipin is not, right, Gnai Hula, and it's Batal Mitoras Kiddushin. So you're saying, okay, what does that mean? It means our Kiddushin can't be Gnai Hula. Right? It needs to be, as a Maisa, it needs to be a Maisa Mechobad. Right? Einish Niknes B'Chalipin, because Chalipin, right, is not an expression of that Kavod. Matana Manas L'Hachzir, right, I think you could say is exactly the same thing. You're not expressing any, right, any respect to somebody else by giving them a Matana Manas L'Hachzir. Right? Even though, let's say, you know, financially, it could be, oh, you know, you're giving them $1 million or like a Van Gogh for like a month. You know, but I want it back after that, after the month, right? So, you know, it's nice, but you're not, it's not an expression of that respect, right? It's still Gnai Hula, right? That he's not giving it to her. He should be giving it to her, right? Whatever it is, the Kiddushin, the ring, right? you know, in our mashal, what's he doing? He's saying, oh, you know, like, here's my, the family heirloom ring, but like, my mom doesn't think that we're actually going to, like, you know, they're both celebrities. So like, they're like, you know, our marriage is probably not going to last more than 2 years. So, you know, I don't want to actually give you the heirloom ring. So I'm giving it to you al-manas so that you give it back in a week. Right? So then it's, you know, that's not mechubad. Right? Gnai hula, because the action of kiddushin is an action that needs to express that kavod, right? So Rashi says, okay, but if it's matan manas asir, it's the same kan that we saw by chalipin. Okay, now Tosos answers, okay, let's just, you know, let's say the Rashba, right? Also, what we're saying the Rashba, it doesn't evoke the appropriate response. Matan manas asir would have the same problem, right? It's not going to evoke the right gnai hula, right? Isha be matan manas asir lo makanya nafsha, because it's a gnai hula, it's not mechubad la. Right? It doesn't say that she's valued and cherished. It says that he doesn't trust her or that he doesn't believe in their relationship's going to last. Right? For the Ran, right, gift giving, let's say, is a precursor or a beginning of a relationship. Right? Non-gift giving, right, fake gift giving, is not. Right? It's not an expression of their relationship. In which case, right, it's just not a good way of showing kiddushin, even though on a monetary level, matana manas lahachzir is a good matana. So it works for Esrog, and it works for Truma, and it works for Pidyon HaBen, because monetarily you have transferred ownership, you've changed title, but it's not creating a relationship between them. It doesn't express the relationship between them or the kavod between them, right? But so what you see is that, right, when we're asking for Kiddushei Kesef, we're asking, it's an express, a positive expression of the kavod, right? Right, and if it doesn't have that, even if formally, not only is it, oh, chalipin should be good, but even an actual matana of kiddushi kesef, if it's a matana of nasa haksi, it's just not going to work. Okay, now Tosvos is in trouble, right? As Rachel's been trying to save Tosvos, you know, he's saying, wait a second, like, maybe it's not really kesef, because if it's kesef, then it really should work, even if it's matana of nasa haksi, right? So Tosvos says, yeah, I think Rachel's, you know, trying to do better for Tosfos than Tosfos is doing for themselves in a certain sense. Nir l'ri, lav chalipin hu, umidrabanan hu, delo havu kiddushin, lefisha derecha olam lahachzer chalipin, v'halchi kein chalipin damiv asi l'mimar isha nicknames b'chalipin hilkach hafkinu rabanan l'kiddushin minei. So Tosfos kind of like takes the, you know, the I don't want to say like the boring way out. It's like the, Tosfos kind of lav dafkas this Gemara, and says, oh, yeah, it's a takana derabana. It looks like chalipin, and chalipin doesn't work. So, like, midrabana, we pass with matana manas lahachzir because it really looks like chalipin. Right? But what's geshmak is that, right, Tosfos is saying, well, there's nothing wrong with kesef, right? It's a formal question. You need, why do you do kiddushi kesef? And I think this also comes down to a little bit, ironically, you know, that the Rashba, who says that it's a maisa kinyan, right, Dafka thinks that it's a maisa kinyan that's meant to be expressing the mechubetes, you know, and creating the feeling of mechubetes v'chashuvalo. Toso says it's not maisa kinyan, it's kinyanishos, right? But because it's kinyanishos, it's this formal legal action of creating marriage, so then it's very tied into formally, legally, did you do the right thing? And much less about what it evokes, right? For Tosvos, Kiddushin, the Maisa Kiddushin, is about, you know, putting a dot on the map and saying, like, bam, married. So if that's true, so then what matters most is the fact that you're, like, putting that dot on the map in terms of the Kinyan aspect. So Matana Manasa Hachzir should work because it puts the dot on the map. When did they start being married? The second he gave her the ring. She gave it back afterwards? Okay, right? I can point to a moment when they created the Ishas. Right? The Rashba saying, no, right, what we're trying to do is we're trying to evoke a certain response, or we're trying to create a certain, you know, reality between them. And if that's true, then Chalipin's not going to do that. So there's no Ishas, there's no Kiddushin. And also Matana Masa Haxir won't do it. Right? Tosfos says, oh, Matana Masa Haxir legally is the same as a regular Matana, so it must be that it's only a Pasul Medarabanan. Okay? Now, the Rambam has like an interesting formulation. The Rambam ignores the question of chalipin. Okay? The Rambam never mentions that chalipin doesn't work for kiddushin. Okay? So he says, amanasha tachzirehu li in the mikudeshes. He only mentioned matan amanas lahachzir, bein hechzira, bein lo hechzira, sheim lo hechzira hare lo neskayim atanai, bein hechzira hare lo nehenes, v'lo higia liyada klum. Okay? The Rambam says this like a bajillion times in Hilchos Ishos, this idea that if she was lo nehenes, v'lo higia liyada klum, she didn't get anything. Okay? Now, what's interesting is that the Rambam, in a few places, when he's trying to just, like talk about, let's say, Hana, like Michilas Mikadish B'milveh, right, Matan Manas L'Hachzir, a few other cases, he says, basically, in the parallel case, B'dinim Mamanis, sometimes he thinks it works. And then it's good. It was good monetary transfer, and, you know, it's real Mamon. But when it comes to Kiddushin, it doesn't work. Why? Because lo nehnes v'lo higia liyada klum. Even though financially, right, the transfer has occurred and it counts as a financial transfer. So why? What's the problem here? It's a little bit different than what we've been saying until now, say in Rashi and the Rajba. Right there, we were saying it's supposed to evoke, right, mechubades, you know, bechashuvala. For the Rambam, the Rambam is saying, what's the problem? The Rambam is kind of taking a step even further in terms of redefining how we view Kiddushin. Okay? When the Rambam says that Kiddushe Kesef is Kiddushin, for the Rajba, that meant you did a Maisa Kinyan, right? And that Maisa Kinyan is supposed to evoke, right, this response of Mechubedes, you know, Chashuvala. For Rashi, it's not a Maisa, it's not a Stam Maisa Kinyan, right? But again, you know, it has to be Mechubedes, right? It can't be Gnaihula, right? But he doesn't necessarily, you know, tell you what we do want to accomplish. Like either it's a maisa of showing kavod, right? Perhaps. And for the Rambam, the maisa, what you're trying to do by giving Kiddushei Kesef is not there's a formal maisa kinyan or a formal maisa ishas. What you're doing is you need her to be nenes and higia liyada klum something from him. Right? It's almost like, you know, you need to give her hana. That's what matters. It's not so much, it's not about the Maisa Kinyan or the Nesinas Mamon. What matters is giving her hana. Right? There's a few Rambam, we're going to see this a bunch in the Rambam. But I think what the Rambam is really saying, that why do you give Kiddushei Kesef? What are you trying to do? It's not so much that you're trying to evoke, let's say, the Rajba, Chashuvala or Mechubadasla. What you're trying to do is create Kirv Hadas between them. You're trying to create the relationship between them. You're trying to create Hana from him to her. Right? And evoke a sense of appreciation from her to him. Right? He has to give her something. She has to be nene from it. She needs to have gotten something, right? Something from him. And it's like you're trying to like create like a bridge between these two people through him giving her hana. So it's in a certain sense, it's similar to like, you know, Kesef, where there's a mice and a sina. But for the Rambam, it's not so much that you give Kesef over, right? And it's not even that you have to give Kesef Be'of and Mechubad. It's that it needs to be Nenes Mimenu and Higia Liyada, you know, Mashihu Mimenu. Right? It's the fact that he's giving her this gift and giving her hana, right? And I guess like the sense of appreciation that evokes, that act of giving is what's creating the kiddushin. Okay, so it's less formalistic almost, you know, and it's less even less related to kiddushei to kesef or kinyan kesef or kicha than any of the other rishonim, because the Rambam even doesn't, you know, like Rashi says, oh, it has, you know, kiddushei kesef. Has to be mechubedes, so it has to be nesinas kesef shel kavod. But for the Rambam, it's not even nesinas kesef shel kavod. It's you have to give her hana. It's about creating this kirav hadas between them. It's creating some sort of, you know, like baseline like relationship between them. And how do you, I mean, in general, like how do you start, you know, so, like even just like a business relationship? Right? Or, you know, a relationship between countries or, you know, or anyone, right? There's like, you know, the exchange gifts, right? And that's kind of what the Rambam's saying, right? It's not that you have to give her a katsef, or the katsef is like a form of Isaac Kinyan. It's a way of creating nenes mimenu and creating that kira of hadas, and you know, opening the door to their having like a personal relationship. And then we don't care about whether it's katsef or not. In terms of dini mamanes, of course it's katsef. That's fine, right? What matters is whether or not higia liada klum nenes mimenu. If she's not getting any hana from him in this action, right, then imhechzira haray la'anetnes v'lo higia li'ada klum. Now, what's also interesting is that, let's say it was like a Van Gogh. I don't know. Let's say she really, or it was a couch. And he gave it to Manas l'hachzir that she gives it back in a month. She got some hana, right? But the giving it wasn't an act of nesinas hana, right? It's not that she has to, you know, get monetary value out of it. It's that she needs to have been nene from him, from the Nesina, from the fact that he's giving it to her, which she's not if she has to give it back. Okay. So, you know, why doesn't chalipin work, right? So for the Rambam, right, I think what we're saying is, you know, okay, So one second. So then the question actually is for the Rambam, an interesting problem, small like conundrum, is that, isn't a chalip in a case of higia liyad dahana? Right? I don't know, you're giving her the sadar, you're giving her something, right? But I think the answer is that what? Is that chalipin is not about giving something over, right? Chalipin is about being symbolic. Okay? We're going to talk about this more for the Rambam, but if it's about hana dematu liyada, you know, that's about the importance of that, of like giving the gift and giving over hana, then if chalipin is not geared towards that, then it's not going to work. And for Tosvos, why doesn't the Torah include chalipin? Right? Especially since Tosvos has no problem with matana manas l'hachzir. So on the formalistic level, we say, okay, well, at the end of the day, you know, chalipin is just not kesef, but why not? What is it then, right? Why is it not going to work? Okay? For the run, right, valid kinyanim are shaped by reality. So we know why chalipin and matam manas l'hachzir don't work. Because, right, they're not expressions of, you know, a normal beginning of a relationship. For the, right, for the, you know, for the Rajba, it doesn't work because even though as a kinyan it should work, right, it fails to evoke the necessary response. And while the Tosfos Rush said, oh, actually, like, batalaita, but really it should work, right? And then, you know, we put Rashi and the Ran together with the Rajba in that sense. And then in terms of, you know, the all the way on the extreme, Tosfos Reid says, well, actually, regular chalipin works because it's a good Maaseh Kinyan. And the reason why chalipin doesn't work is because it doesn't create sufficient commitment, you know, since it can be done by Pachad Mishava Pruta. Okay. Like, it's just, you know, and we said, like, oh, what's Kiddushin? Kiddushin really is about commitment. So Tosfos Reid have a mina is that, well, yeah, like, you know, it creates enough commitment. It's just pure commitment. Okay? So what we're going to do next is try to figure out, like, what exactly is chalipin? How exactly does it work? You know, what's the difference between chalipin and Kiddushin and Kasef and Kinyan Kasef? And then, you know, we can really maybe sharpen why is it that according to Tosfos, the Torah doesn't include chalipin and does pick Kiddushei Kasef. According to the Rambam, you know, why is it that chalipin, you know, which might, you know, I don't know, might be something very valuable, just because you did it in the Derech Chalipin, why is that problematic? Although we think we're already in the direction of an answer. And then just for the other Rishitos that we've been seeing, you know, like what is it about chalipin that really, you know, drives home this chisaron? Why is it lo chashuv v'lo? Just because it can be done with pachad mishavar pruta, or is there something more, you know, offensive hidden within chalipin that really emphasizes why it's lo chashuv v'lo and lo chashuv v'lo? Why is it gnei hula? Is it just because in theory you could have possibly used it for pachad mishavar pruta? Because let's say you use something worth $1 million for chalipin, right? Let's say it was your Oscar statue. So this, well, that should be mechubedes, right? That should be chashuv v'lo. So why is it that that's not gonna cut it? Okay, what is it about chalipin that, like, just across the board makes it problematic? Okay, shukrach.